Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you receive us, we appreciate the pole vaulting fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, talking about all kinds of shit. All kinds of shit to talk about and complain about and bitch about and scream about, swear about, hopefully laugh about a little bit. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. I think I said that. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Yay. You know what?
Back from a trip to Chicago. Welcome back. Glad to have you back.
Dude, I was walking through Chicago one night, and I believe I crossed State Street. And if you look directly north towards the river, you can see whatever the fuck that Trump building is.
Schittler Tower.
It says Trump.
Hotel, right?
In big letters. On the skyline of a city that... I mean, he's clearly anti-Trump.
Kills me.
There's nobody in Chicago walking around that likes that motherfucker.
So when you take that awesome boat ride on the lake that takes you along that beautiful skyline, the tourist boat that you can take or whatever.
You see Trump.
You see big orange fucking letters that say Trump.
Can Blah. I ask you something? There are shit tons of buildings in Chicago. None of them, most of them don't have somebody's fucking name spattered about the front of them. Why does he have to, is it not enough that you have a building that you put in a city, you got to put your fucking name on it?
Oh, yeah, he's a little insecure man baby. He's got to put his fucking name on everything and look how great I am, look how great
Jeez,
I am.
Jeez, why didn't Barack Obama buy a building and stick his name on it so everybody could see?
All kinds of shit going on in the news.
I mean, that's some fascism shit.
Much of that's going on.
By the way, did I say my name?
Speaking of SCOTUS, I don't know.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer.
He's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Tweet us during the show if you like, if you're listening live at Crab, or if you're not listening live. I mean, if you're alive while you're listening, if you're not alive while you're listening and you can contact us, holy shit, please do.
We welcome the undead up in this bitch.
At Crab Diving is our Twitter handle. One word, CRABDIVING. That's also our Instagram handle. And hop on over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving.
Right.
Join in the wonderfully warm and loving community there.
All kinds of handles.
And you can also join us on...
Join me on me flesh handle.
Chatterbait.
Chatterbait.
Late evenings. Also, don't forget, if you want to help us out here, we don't bombard your ear holes with any advertisements or anything like that, but you can help us out here. Keep the lights going, the beer flowing. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. That takes you to Amazon.com. Whatever you buy during that session, we get a little nibble, a little taste, a little commissione. Doesn't cost you anything.
Commissione, baby. What does that mean? Is that Spanish for commission?
Word. I probably not.
We demand the commissione.
Could be Italian.
From you, listeners. No, we don't demand it.
But whatever you buy, we get a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here Bookmark that shit, because every time you go, if you use that link, then we, you know, we get a little bit. And those who have, thank you so much. Helps us out immensely here.
However, commissione not required, but appreciated.
No, commissione requirido.
Liquirido? What does that mean? No, liquirido.
Well, requirados are, if I believe, if my Espanol... If my memory serves me, four of my Espanol are memories. So, recuerdos. Recuerdos de España, memories of Spain.
Okay. Jeez.
Let's get to the news here. There's so much fucking
gracias
shit going on.
Recuerdos.
For these mainstream media characters recuerdos? To get all weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, April the 10th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
You dick.
Oh, yeah.
Spicoli.
Over at... The Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington the Post.
Ate a dick, y'all.
Says breaking news and opinions.
Oh, shit.
It's taking, it's,
did you see it's that we did have a...
that quickly to load that fast, yes?
A slow load. Did you see that we had a Sean Penn story over the weekend? He came out and said Steve Bannon was indeed a dickhead.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for the news flash.
I think he called him a Hollywood wannabe.
Oh, Bannon called him that?
No, the other way.
Oh, the other way around. Wannabe.
Oh, this is the headline at the HuffPo. Isn't it interesting? A bad PR day for United Airlines, let's call it. As the headline says, United chaos with photographs of the gentleman that they were dragged off the plane. If you haven't heard about
it. Why did they drag him off the fucking plane in the first place?
As far as I know, I mean, we can read the story here, but as far as I know, they in the bullshit ass fuckery that they perform of their evil business.
Yummy.
The airline overbooked.
Oh, of course.
Then
right.
It turns out that they were asking for volunteers. Now, in the past, I've even done that shit. As long as I don't have a connecting flight. There was a while there I was flying back and forth like to Dallas repeatedly and out here. And I would welcome. I would sit there and keep my fingers crossed if they were asking for volunteers, because I'd be like, ooh, me, because they give you vouchers for free flights for later. But if I had a connecting flight, obviously that shit wouldn't work. But apparently nobody volunteered. So then they said, well, we're just going to have to pick for you. Like fucking,
fuck you.
Like fucking the gulag. We're going to take randomly pick four of you to execute. And get the reason.
Yes.
Was for employees. They said, we've got four employees that need to get to wherever fuck they were flying. So we're going to have to...
They had to shuffle their people Louisville, around.
To Louisville, Kentucky. Ooh. Passengers were offered $400 and a hotel stay.
You see, and the fucking thing is, if you didn't take that deal, that means you really needed to go wherever the fuck you were going. And you didn't... It's not worth $400 to keep you away from your... vacation or your trip.
So one guy was like, fuck you, I'm not going. He was randomly selected.
Fuck them. Yes.
They called the jackboots, who then violently dragged him off. There's videos, videos on social medias of this guy. Like, they're dragging him out. They smack his face into the side of one of the chairs. His mouth is all bleeding and everything.
Oh my.
He's a doctor.
God.
He said, I'm not giving up my seat. I have patients to see tomorrow in Louisville.
I mean, the thing is, if they were going to offer a voucher of $400 to get people to incentivize people to not take this flight, why don't they make it $600 and see if that would have gotten some volunteers rather than drug this guy through the fucking center aisle of a plane with his face bleeding? That's what I would have done. Okay, $600. Who wants to get on this fucking plane? Or get off this fucking plane?
Oh, well, shit. The it was boarded. They announced they needed four people to volunteer to give up seats. So United employees who needed to be in Louisville could take them. The amount was then increased to $800.
No,
holy shit.
Shit.
That's a round trip to Europe. Fuck that.
I would have done that. I would have done that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Who didn't do this?
Nobody offered. The staff announced that a computer would then select four people. One couple cooperated and left. Now, these people are also getting the compensation. It's not like they didn't choose what was behind curtain number two. So they, you know, they get a pile of dog shit behind curtain number three. No, they also had to compensate these people. They just had to randomly select you to be compensated.
How fucking horrible. You hear your do they read your name out of the loudspeakers and say, Mr. Smith, please report to the fucking plane. You've been selected to not be on this fucking flight, asshole. Is that what they do?
No, they were on the plane.
Are they, I know, but like, how do they get them off the plane? Do they approach them?
Oh, or
do
they probably approach
or read their name out over there?
Sorry, your number's been...
Your number's
your
up,
seat number's
baby.
Been chosen or whatever.
Number 69.
Well, the one... they
exunt.
He didn't want to get off. He didn't want to leave. So the evil giant corporation used taxpayer-funded police...
Thugs.
...to... go in, rough the guy up, and drag him off.
Exit, followed by a bear.
It's not going well for United today on social medias.
Oh, you think?
For PR.
Dang, man.
They're already ouching from... what was it they did a couple weeks ago? We had a story that United Airlines did something shit-tastic.
It was racist. There was some racism bullshit afoot, if I remember correctly.
I don't remember.
Maybe.
Some kind of PR nightmare. So I guess they've already. I'm trying to get my.
I can't imagine if someone told me I had $800. They would give me $800 and a voucher. I would probably take it
and a hotel room for the night.
Unless I'm on my way to see a sick relative or something like that, or I.
And that sick relative needs to be on the way out.
Yes, I need. Yeah, I need confirmation from
that 24 hours will not alter. Yeah,
that's $800. Who are these people on this flight? Shit.
Exactly. How long does great grandma have?
And by the way, this doctor, he must be a great doctor. Because if somebody told me, hey, you can miss work, you have to miss work tomorrow, but I'm going to pay you $800.
Well, he's a doctor.
I would say, yeah, fuck my patients. Who am I seeing? Let the robot look at him. What do I care?
$800 might be less than what he thinks is worth it.
Oh, yeah. But it's his fucking right. I mean, he bought the ticket.
At first, United came out with the bullshit of, you know, well, it was an unruly passenger. Was we're sorry
did
for,
he,
the,
did they
for
really?
The disruption. The version of it over at the Raw story says United is now apologizing for having to quote reaccommodate
God
a doctor who they say witnesses says was dragged out of the flight like a rag doll.
God.
Doctor was trying to return home. Was dragged by his hands from an overbooked United Airlines flight.
What a fucking nightmare, dude. Flying is a nightmare.
Chief Executive Officer of United, Oscar Munoz. There might be an N-A there.
Munoz?
Here. This is an upsetting event to all of us here at United.
Is there not an umlaut? There's just an N-A?
There's no N-A.
Or umlaut.
This is an upsetting event to all of us here at United. Oh, poor United. No. They're having a bad day. I apologize for having to reaccommodate these customers.
What the fuck does that mean? Reaccommodate?
Move. Pummel and move. United is moving with a sense of urgency to work with the authorities to conduct its own and conducting its own review of the incident. Where were they flying from? Chicago to Louisville.
Oh, wow.
One woman said, why don't the United employees rent a car and drive?
Yeah, dude. Why the fuck?
Why do we have to get kicked off?
And why didn't you... Don't you think you just locate seats on another airline? Don't you have a sort of a thing with other airlines in the building and say, hey, can you shuffle some of our people around, maybe?
In the video, the two uniformed men reach into the doctor's seat, yank him from his chair.
Yank.
He screams as he's dragged on his back by his hands, his glasses, his shirt's pulled up above his navel.
What a fucking nightmare.
But then I don't know, somehow they let him back on. Because another video a little while later shows him still disheveled from the altercation, returning to the cabin, going to the back of the plane and reading, "I have to go home. I have to go home."
Yeah. It's surely to God he's going to sue the living shit out of United. Please.
While airport security staff were ejecting him, his face was slammed against an armrest, causing his mouth to bleed.
Damn. Are these airport cops or just security officers?
You know what it was? It was the two young girls in leggings.
What?
Two young girls in leggings were denied flying on United. That's what the shitstorm was a couple last month.
Because their pants were tight?
They were, yeah.
What the fuck?
They said they were subject to a dress code because they were using employee family passes.
Oh, God. I've heard of this.
Yeah, you remember that?
We had a friend. We used to get the fly for free thing.
We had to dress business casual.
Well, that was on American.
Yeah, but... yeah. Well, that was what they were doing.
That's ridiculous. You know, it's odd. You know, if you go to clubs in L.A., sometimes they won't let you in if you don't have those leggings on.
Yeah, right. If we can't see your camel toe.
Oh, yes.
No booze for you.
Where's that package, boy?
Over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
Let's see what the view from the 1400s looks like.
Why didn't they just keep increasing the price until they got volunteers? Eventually, something would have shook out, and they wouldn't have had this fucking nightmare.
I think that's what you got to do.
There's nothing else to fucking do. You just have to see what everybody has a price. If I'm on that flight, I got a price. God, $800 though.
And I want to see the software that chooses somebody to eject, because I'll bet it ain't somebody that's in first class.
Oh, God,
no. I'll bet it's not somebody that's paying business class. I'll bet it's not somebody that's paying full fare. I'll bet it's all the poor suckers who price-lined it or who got cheap sale fares.
Yeah.
Those are who the fuckers will kick out first.
And I tell you what I do before. If I'm the evil guy that picks the person that has to leave, I don't do this random shit. You can shove that random shit up your ass.
Well, that's illegal, probably.
Yeah, well, I would go through that list and say, who is active on Yelp, social media, and all this? Who's going to be the biggest pain in the ass for me to move? And I'm not moving
them. Who's the richest?
Yeah. That's what I would do. I don't know.
Let those fuckers find their own way.
If they would have increased it to $1,000, somebody would have got off that plane, and they would have spent an extra $200. Big fucking deal.
I'm surprised 800 didn't do it. To be honest with you, but
I am too. But if you had to get home, I mean, when I was flying back and forth to see my dad, I wouldn't have been able to do that. You know,
or if you're working.
Yes.
Chicago to Louis fuckingville, Kentucky ain't exactly.
That's a working flight.
Like someone's going to the Riviera.
Wow. How elitist of you. You're just assuming there's nothing nice enough to fly to in Louisville. Look up Louisville right now.
Elitist of me. I apologize.
I would like to apologize to everyone in
Louisville. How far is the Ark Encounter from Louisville? Is that within the sphere?
Oh, yes. The sphere. Louisville. Kentucky's pretty, you know. Just don't talk to anybody.
I've been through Kentucky.
No offense.
Quickly.
Oh, yes.
So there you go. That's the headline over. Oh, I didn't tell you what the headline over the Drudge Report is. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Oh, Therians.
Says no.
Okay.
Nor the North Koreans.
Oh, shit.
Over at the Drudge Report, they want you to be afraid of the Chinese.
The Chinese, as in the people in China, or the Chinese in this country?
It says the Chinese troops are on the move.
Are they swimming across the Pacific? How are they going to get here?
Well, there's, you know, a billion of those fuckers.
Are they going to land on the beach in Venice like in Normandy and storm us?
They're making a bridge like ants do right now. They're just out of people.
Really? They're doing like a human centipede invasion force? That's terrifying.
According to the Korean news agency Chosun, the Chinese army has deployed about 150,000 troops to the North Korean border.
Oh, shit. How many?
In two groups to prepare for unforeseen circumstances.
How many thousands? 150?
150,000.
So that's
That's a lot of humans.
No, that's just three sold out days at Wrigley Field. Think about it like that.
Yeah. Much thinner people.
What are you saying? The average baseball fan in the Midwest is more
corpulent? No, I'm just suggesting that maybe the Chinese army is
than a soldier.
More diminutive and in better shape.
And they're training. Those Chinese, geez, that, I didn't mean for that to sound racist, but those Chinese, they love to train.
Them Chinese.
Them Chinese, boy.
The report said it is because the prospect of taking military options, such as preemptive attacks on North Korea. So I don't know if, does this mean that the Chinese are going to fight us if we launch against North Korea, or are they lining up on North Korea to help us in case?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought they're buddies.
Maybe they don't know.
With Kim Jong-un, kind of.
Nine. Well, we don't have
I think they're probably going to help Kim Jong-un, because otherwise, I don't think Drudge would be so, you know, everyone be afraid about it, right?
Is there a chance that the Chinese and the North Koreans are as organizationally fucked up as we are? I mean, maybe they don't have a plan either. Schiller ain't got a plan. Maybe China doesn't have a fucking plan.
No, I think China's got a plan.
Oh, do you? What is it? Then what is it?
If they tell us that they can't have the plan.
Oh, shit. Maybe that's why Schiller, because Schiller talked about that all the time. Why would I come out on TV and reveal our plan? Is that what's going on?
Maybe.
He didn't know. He didn't.
And we're not hearing
know.
Anything, no crowing going on about the visit from the Chinese leader dude.
Why?
Right? Because obviously nothing good came out of it. They didn't probably they couldn't get. Well,
do anything?
On. At one point, I think it was over the weekend, they waited for the Chinese premier to get the fuck out of Dodge, or let's call it Mar-a-Lago, and then they released the state-run media over there released a statement about the strike on Syria, and basically said it's a weak leader trying to shore up something politically. Called him weak. Yeah. Weakness.
That is an insult.
Yeah.
Especially to somebody like Schiller.
Oh, that's going to drive him crazy. It's spectacular. The Chinese were my favorites for
this
like
is
five
the guy
minutes.
Who came who wanted to let us all know that he's okay in the cock department. Trump.
Gross. So gross.
So
so there you go. That's those are your headlines over at the HuffPo and the Drudge Repo. We've got a little bit of a we've got some really fun news coming up, but
oh, by the way, great job on Faithless Friday at Vile Experience. Did the show by himself.
Oh, thank you. I hate doing the show.
Really?
By myself.
Sounded good though.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
we've been following the story quite fervently of what the fuck's going on down in Alabama. Part of their trifecta of shenanigans by leaders there. If you'll recall, in recent months, the three leaders of all the top branches of government in Alabama done been brought up on charges in one way or another. The Republican Speaker of the House, I think that guy's going to jail, to be honest with you. I think he was found guilty of corruption-y kind of type stuff.
In Alabama?
And I believe he's going to be going to jail.
Yeah.
So that's the legislative branch. The judicial branch, of course, Justice Roy Moore.
Yes.
Told his everybody there, don't listen to the Supreme Court. Don't Please. Marry the gays.
Fuck you. God damn it. What is it with that fucking guy?
Suspended, removed from the bench a second time.
If you had to describe the career of Roy Moore, and think about it, what if you're in the Supreme Court?
They love him.
You work your way throughout your whole law career, and you end up on a state Supreme Court. What do you say? What's your legacy going
to
be?
I don't think you need to work your way through law because it's Alabama.
Right.
It's Lucky. Elected.
Oh, you're right. It's elected.
Yeah. Theoretically, I'm assuming everybody's got a law background, but theoretically, you could, you know, elect a pig castrator as governor.
Perfect. God. I mean, because if you had to describe Roy Moore, it'd be like, hey, Roy Moore, He's got wet panties 24/7 for this fucking gay marriage stuff. He hates marriage equality.
Oh, yeah.
More than doing his fucking job. It's fucking bizarre.
So he was removed. And then, of course, Governor Robert Bentley.
Fuck ye.
Got caught with his hands
on
a woman, apparently not his wife. Although he still claims that there was no physical relationship.
Thank God.
It was just his sweet talking.
Dude.
I love coming up behind you and touching your breasts.
I got to tell you something.
I mean,
for the sake of whoever he was preying upon, I mean, maybe they were fucking into it, but geez, I'm glad there was no physical contact.
The
therapy?
Today was the first day of his impeachment hearings in Alabama. Even the Republicans of Alabama couldn't cover this one up, and they finally were investigating him for all the cover-up. And again, nobody cares if he's putting his tallywhacker in something that's not Mrs. Bentley. But ultimately, it's the misuse of government funds to try to cover up said tallywhacker insertion. Lawyers, well, today, now they're saying he's going to step down. They're negotiating. And possibly by the end of today, Bentley will no longer be the governor of Alabama, and the lieutenant governor, Kay Ivey, likely to be sworn in as governor tonight.
How often does this shit happen? Didn't it happened in Illinois, right, with Blagojevich when he went to jail? Or he was no longer governor when he went away.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember.
He wasn't governor anymore.
There's been so many Illinois governors that have gone to jail. It's hard to keep track.
And have gotten the Nobel Peace Prize, right? Or been nominated. Didn't one of the governors in Illinois? Yeah, because of
his Jim Thompson, maybe?
Work against the death penalty.
Might have been Jim. I don't remember.
I don't remember. Look it up in Wikipedia, guys.
The Alabama Ethics Commission. The Alabama Ethics Commission. Really? What? Imagine that bar.
Holy shit,
how low
guys.
That bar is. Or how high that bar is, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Last week, they determined and put forth their findings that they believe that the governor committed four crimes, all of them felonies, in the ultimate attempt to cover up
God
his shenaniganry.
God.
He
gave it his best shot. I guess
they're negotiating. Most people believe he's gonna resign, but they do say it's possible he's gonna change his mind, because who the fuck knows? This guy's done some weird stuff in the past.
You know, this Bentley guy probably, in the past. Imagine the shit that we didn't know about that this guy's done. You know, his voicemail now. Everybody keep tabs on what you send back and forth via email.
He issued a statement already that basically is preemptively striking your ears, because allegedly there's more tape, lurid tape, like lurid. The stuff that they released before was like, I love reaching behind you and caressing your breast. Like, there was
no.
But there might be, you know, I love to stick my dick in your quivering pussy.
First of all, I can't imagine there's anything more chilling than when he says, I want to lay my hands upon your breast. And that's exactly what he said, because I remember that quote. I want to lay my hands upon your breast is so, that sounds so fucked up to me. You're telling me there's worse stuff on there than that?
You think it's worse? That's worse than, like, I want to grab your tits?
Yeah, I do, because it's couched in this, like, southern,
creepy,
genteel kind of manner.
It puts the lotion on the skin.
And odd, like, you can just tell this is an older guy trying to talk dirty or whatever the fuck that means to him. Lay my hands upon your breasts? That's some weird prepositions, you know?
I'm going to pray upon your titties.
Pray upon you.
Lay my hands.
Oh, he said that, definitely.
So there you go. Well, if it happens during the show, we'll let you know. But by this time tomorrow, might be a new governator down there.
Fuck you,
Alabama.
Hey, boy.
This is going
fucking Alabama, man.
God, I really
want to. What a shit show.
I really want to get to Alex Jones, but I'm going to hold off for a couple minutes.
Hey, by the way, since we're talking about Alabama, Jeff Bostesh.
Yes.
He's still around.
Sure.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions.
Is still around.
Is this whole Russia shit getting swept under the rug because of Syria?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
No. Many people keeping it alive. In fact, Schiff over the weekend even said, let's not make sure that this isn't a distraction from what we've got to do. He said he's not unhappy with the new, even though that Representative Conway, I believe, was now in charge after Devin Nunes slithered away.
Nunes.
Recused himself.
Ninny Nunes.
The alleged, this Conway guy has also had his, apparently trying to stick his tongue, trying to caress Trump's prostate in some way.
Caress.
And
jeez,
with his tongue.
Imagine the dexterity you have to have.
A long tongue.
Oh, and also the isolation exercises that you must be forced to practice.
What do you mean?
When you're on your own. You just can't show up to game day and be like, I'm going to caress your prostate with my fucking tongue. That didn't happen out of
Maybe there's some butt simulators you can stick your face deep in.
Randy Johnson didn't show up on day one and said, hey, I got the best slider in the business. I've never practiced.
If you got a Gene Simmons like tongue, though, how much practice is required?
Still got to do it.
Stick that shit in there.
You got to work with
you
it.
Go, la, 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 la.
know what we're fucking talking about. Who's getting there? Whatever licked.
The licking Trump's prostate. I got some spectacular Alex Jones shit.
Not dead yet.
Get rid of these other stories here. Gorsuch was confirmed. Big fucking deal.
Yay.
Okay. Mitch McConnell stole the goddamn seat.
God.
Fucked us in all of our holes for a whole generation.
You know, this Merrick Garland was a great fucking... he's not dead. Jesus Christ. He's a great guy. I was reading about this motherfucker.
Yeah.
He came out against Reagan way back when Trump... against similar stuff that Trump's doing about deregulation.
Right, right.
And he was a big voice against that.
Yeah.
He made this point. He goes, you know, imagine the case you made to add this regulation. You would have to say why you wanted to add this regulation in, why we need this. So he's like, why aren't you forced to make the same case when you want to take something away?
Other than big government's bad.
Right. You got to have a reason you want to take it away.
The people who are the most thrilled, they're considering this the first real victory that they can do their little white person dance over.
Yay.
With biting their bottom lip while they're dancing.
Oh, yes.
And,
it's like, what is it?
It's the white guy. What do they call that?
The white person dance move?
White man lockjaw or something when you're dancing.
That just means, you know what it means? You're trying. You're trying really hard, and how dare somebody make fun of you for that effort?
how dare you dance shame?
Yeah.
But the ones that are thrilled are the religious right, because
ooh,
they feel like finally now within 10 or 15 minutes, they're going to have abortion is going to be completely illegal.
Yes.
And no more homo marriage. Neil Gorsuch is going to save us all. He's going to flip that gay marriage bullshit.
He can't.
Well, it's not going to happen.
He can't just make it go away.
But he can sway decisions like, what if a business doesn't want to perform, doesn't want to make some fucking cupcakes for a gay marriage.
Right.
It's my religious. Blah, blah, blah.
What if I want to put a sign in my bathroom that says, if you have a cock, you have to fucking pee where I tell you
to. It's like they did to and continue to do to Roe versus Wade. They enact a million of these little
chip away
death by a thousand cuts. Yeah.
Waiting periods.
And then they just hope outwardly that it's they're going to overturn Roe versus Wade and Obergefell. They think it's just what's going to happen. He's going to walk in and say, that's it, guys, we're done. Let's overturn that shit, which ain't how it works. Snowflakes,
fuck this, guys, we're fucking this shit up. But that's that makes sense, though, for them to think that they are the party of fuck you.
Over at the National Organization for Marriage.
Okay.
These are the marriage equality, no marriage for gays.
What's it called?
National Organization for Marriage.
Yeah, that sounds evil.
Their president, Brian Brown, sent out an email to their 8 or 10 members.
What's his name, Brian Brown? Fuck you.
Said, this development, this is Gorsuch.
Oh, okay.
Being on the Supreme Court now. This development is a huge boost for NOM.
Ooh.
National Organization of Marriage.
God.
And for prospects of restoring true marriage to our nation's laws by reversing the illegitimate anti-constitutional or Obergefell ruling of 2015 redefining marriage.
Oh,
Judge
my God.
Gorsuch shares Justice Scalia's judicial philosophy, and we are confident he will rule to overturn the illegitimate marriage decision. First of all, you've got to have a case make it up that far, and none will ever make it that far. There will never be a overturned gay marriage.
It's going to get shot down before it sees the light of day, right?
Because nobody's going to be able to claim standing.
Yeah.
Please tell us how this past year, plus 2 years now coming up on, that gay people have been able to, I don't know, be treated like the people that they are.
How it hurts me?
How does that hurt anyone else?
Well, I'll tell you. It hurts me because it hurts my spiritual sensitivity and my feelings about Jesus and things of that nature. You're hooking up with a dude and
fuck
marrying a guy. What? No.
Fuck your feelings.
Get off the plane, asshole.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, fuck your feelings. How stupid.
When rights are concerned,
stupid.
Fuck your feelings.
Right. Don't you guys, the people on the right, don't they get that you suck? Like, when to get rid of abortion, you have to say things like, oh, let's make all the doctors that perform an abortion. Again, I hate when people use the word perform. Because it makes it sound like you're getting out of
some
hat
of the doctors sing
shoes
while they do it.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. They have to sing louder than the vacuum.
Do they have to talk to the accompanist before? Oh, yeah. I don't want to get drowned out by the sucker,
it's
okay?
A lot of opera.
Yeah. I usually like to do my abortion just like this.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Is that a good tempo for you?
Not a lot of, never mind.
In the key of G, I perform mine.
This guy continues, that means we're likely only one vote short of reinstating marriage in our nation. I wasn't aware it left.
And also,
did you realize that people stopped getting regular married now? Because,
oh, yes.
Apparently because the homos are able to too. It's no longer an exclusive club.
Oh yeah, I meant to mention it earlier today. The gays have totally taken over the institution of marriage. And you know what? You guys can, do you want it? You can have it. This person should make this fucking announcement or whatever from, you know, the city square at a trailer park or whatever I'm trying to, from the community pool at a trailer park, make this fucking announcement.
Gene pool?
Yes.
Yeah.
About how, like, we need to protect this
cousin
wonderful
fuckers
institution of straight fucking marriage.
Oh, yeah. From the master race.
Oh, yes. From the big fat white master race at the buffet. Fuck you.
The Liberty Council, that's that legal organization that is notable for all the horrible representation behind all the horrible Christo fascist dick licks.
Oh, yes. Hello, dick lick.
Like Kim Davis.
That's a big dick lick right there.
When she refused in Kentucky.
She could be head dick licker.
When she refused to issue gay marriages, gay marriage certificates.
That seems like that was 10 fucking years ago, and I'm not kidding, because of all the headlines and news since. I mean,
Liberty Council put forth a statement, thrilled,
oh, yes,
about Gorsuch's confirmation.
We're squirting.
As a federal appellate judge on the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, Gorsuch sided with the state of Utah's defunding of Planned Parenthood and supported the religious liberty arguments against forced abortion mandates under Obamacare.
That doesn't exist.
Correct.
There is no... what is that?
In
what
Hobby Lobby and Sisters of the Poor. The problem was...
Drop that fetus or I'm going to take it out of you.
Ultimately, again, bad science, because they tried to claim that the insurance that they were mandated to pay for under Obamacare, because it included morning after pills and IUDs that they inaccurately call abortions.
That is stupid. An IUD is not an abortion.
They say it, that certain types of IUD are.
Do you know why? Because it's an IUD. It's not an abortive agent or whatever the fuck. Right?
IUDs, I believe, work.
They go in your arm.
Prevent the... No. IUDs goes in your uterus. The U part.
I don't
know. If they go through your arm to get to your uterus, you might want to look up a new doctor.
Listen, how hard is it for me to find your clit? I'm looking around like, hey, it's right around your shoulder blade.
Ladies.
I got it. We rub out the small of your back.
It prevents implantation of a fertilized egg. So this is where you get into, again, the instant load is blown, basically, and a sperm touches the egg, even if it doesn't implant, which is the case that the Lord grants many, many times.
Fuck you.
Frequently, an egg will be fertilized
right.
And then just leave with a good shit.
Right.
Or piss.
What?
Yeah, it never
No, gets, it does not. You must be confused as to where fecal matter comes from.
I think it's 30. I know.
Are you pushing? Kidding?
They're pushing.
They're pushing it out.
Comes out both with a vart.
Is that true? I really don't know.
It's like 30% of pregnancies spontaneously abort within the first, like, they don't even know they're pregnant. They might not even know they're pregnant.
Jeez. Is this material for our show or for, like,
I think
another show, maybe we should do one.
But anyway, they
human reproductive podcasts.
But that was the whole point, is they lied about the science involved. It's not, they're not abort, they call them abortifacients. They're not abortifacients. They prevent
the birth control.
Implantation, right.
Now, just so this is purely so I don't sound as dumb as I did earlier. There is something that gets put in your arm that keeps you from getting pregnant.
Norplant.
There you go. That's
stuff
what I
like
meant.
That. Yes,
not an IUD. I know your uterine area is not by your shoulder.
Mostly,
even though I said
for most
that.
People it's not.
What if I'm an amphibian?
Unless they were really, really flexible. Ralph Reed, religious right, not job. Dick wad.
Weird way to evolve too. The vagina is now on the elbow.
He said, millions of voters of faith cast their ballots in 2016 based on Donald Trump's promise to nominate a Supreme Court justice in the model of Antonin Scalia.
He has done so.
And Justice Neil Gorsuch's confirmation is therefore a major victory.
Hey, dickhead, what about the guy? What about Obama? When he was elected, it was by a larger margin than Schindler. Obama won the popular vote. Right?
Yes.
He won the popular vote.
So did Hillary Clinton.
So did Hillary Clinton. Oh, shit. God, now I'm getting pissed off. So why wasn't he allowed to nominate somebody, you motherfucker? Why couldn't we have Merrick Garland? Instead, we've got this shitbag. We should all be irritated as fuck. Right? What are you smiling about?
I'm reading ahead. I don't know who this asshole is. Leonard Leo. I never heard of him. He's in the Federalist Society, right-wing, crazy... think tank kind of thing.
Spank tank.
It says the Federalist Society has a long campaign to achieve ideological dominion over federal courts. This guy said, today's vote is the culmination of over 30 years of abuse and obstruction by Democrats
what?
In the judicial confirmation process.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you, dickhead. He's saying they haven't... What?
Basically, what they're saying is any judge put in by any Democrat is illegitimate. Any judge put in by a good God-loving, Bible-swinging...
What an idiot.
...homo-hating Christian...
Fuck you.
Those are the only legitimate judges.
Oh, yes. This is so fucking stupid. That they're saying because you put a judge in, the Democrats nominate a judge and they don't have a litmus test of get rid of abortion, then they don't matter.
Like, yeah.
Because they see this whole abortion thing. It's like a Holocaust for them, right?
Yeah.
A fetal holocaust it is.
50 million baby or whatever it's up to now.
God, I got to tell you something. I got an argument on Facebook about, I don't even remember what, Hillary and Trump, some kind of bullshit. And there's a certain comedian. And when I say comedian, the people listening can't hear the air quotes that I'm spraying.
Waving around.
Huge air quotes around it. It's a guy, he owns a competing podcasting network. And I got an argument with him online about something, and he threw out, well,
I think network is a generous.
That's a very generous term.
Generous term for what he's got going.
Here, pay me a shitload, and I'll air your crappy podcast on my stream. Ooh, yummy. But he, you know, this is one of the guys that refers to abortion as like a Holocaust. 6,000 fetuses are dead, you know.
That's the one.
It's
I
fucking
forget,
stupid.
I was telling a friend recently that's the one issue, that I, as a dancing liberal, without biting my bottom lip. No, actually, I'm probably the bottom lip dancing guy. But the one issue that I can empathize with, I guess, is the abortion issue. That if you, again, there's a caveat. First of all, I disagree with their fundamental interpretation of what's a baby. Therefore,
that's a whole argument.
Therefore,
right?
Well, right. But
yes,
I can understand if you are fleeced and through your religion or whatever to believe that the second the guy goes, is it's an instant.
How horrible is sex?
It's an instant baby.
Ooh, look, there's something godlike just shot out of my flesh wand.
And if you believe that, you know, a good strong douching is the murdering of an actual life.
Calls of death, strong douching.
Then I can understand the fervency with which people fling themselves.
Oh, yeah.
At that issue, if they really think a baby's being, if somebody wanted to pass a law to kill live babies, I would be protesting myself. I would be against that.
Don't you think Clue needs to make a game where a strong douching is
a strong douching?
Yeah, it's a way to murder somebody.
A strong douching in the guest bedroom
by Colonel Mustard.
By Colonel Mustard
in the study.
You have to add a character in a a new room,
right? A new room. Colonel Mustard is now an abortionist.
What were we talking? That's the one I can empathize with. Any other right wing view, I don't even at its base understand, because most of them I think aren't based in any kind of facts. Even the abortion thing isn't based in fact, I don't think, because
you're having a hard time saying that.
If you want to get to the point where I can see the fetal pain cutoff point, 23-ish, 24-ish weeks.
Yes, but that's based on science.
Correct.
Fetal pain.
And one could then argue that once that little bastard in there can feel actual pain and perceive it,
that's
that
my
maybe
DJ
we
name.
Should maybe we should rethink or possibly pause before going in. Now, again, 23 weeks is a vastly tiny section and percentage of people of women that get abortions at that level, and almost never, because I decided I don't want this fucker is the reasoning after like 20 weeks and stuff like that for later term abortion.
I mean, this whole argument is insane if you think about
but before that, it's a philosophical argument,
right?
And you have to err on the side of secularism. That's how we roll here. And otherwise, you're erring on the side of people's religious beliefs.
But even what
that ain't how we roll here.
What you just said, though, you can understand and kind of empathize with somebody, but you're talking about someone basing their health care off some religious dogma and shit. That's fucking bananas.
There's a lot of that going on, sure.
That's bananas, though. I mean, that's why people... Isn't that why people get circumcised, because of Jesus? If you're Jewish, well, some people do it just because it looks cool, I guess.
It looks cool. You get that sleek. You don't want that anteater look.
No. Give me more of a mullet. Thank you.
Well, and, you know, STDs, some STDs, it's a right. little bit better.
Well, there's some science, percentage. So I guess that's not so bad.
But I don't think it warrants enough
to
chop kids' dicks.
What about to chew it off?
I
what
think if that stuff needs to stop. Well, that absolutely needs to stop.
Well, you're a moil.
Yeah, that needs to go.
Right. By the way, if you're a moil performing, what is this? Teeth circumcisions?
I don't care how religious your fervency is. If right. you're sucking kids' dick off, literally, that's not.
God,
there's no
I've
justification
never heard
for
it
that.
Described more effectively. That's exactly what you're
when
doing.
You're chewing a kid's dick
you're
off.
You're sucking
you're,
off the
you're
foreskin.
You're nibbling
of someone.
A kid's dick. You're biting a kid's dick off.
And that's your religious duty.
There you go.
That's
in the name
fucked
of the
up.
Lord.
By the way, if you do that, you want to read up on the foreskin and all that shit, I'm sure there are books on Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com right. /Amazon. We get a piece, a taste.
No pun intended.
How gross. The shit we do to ourselves based on hoogity boogity and books. We're idiots.
Interesting. I was just over at AL.com, you know, Alabama. The main news paper site there in Alabama. From where I was reading about the governor. And there's another story here. It says marijuana in Alabama debate.
Well, there shouldn't be, because number one, they need it. Yes, they need it more than we need it. They need it.
Marijuana survey results.
Yes.
It says strikes deep chords with supporters enthusiastic about possible benefits, opponents worried that a national trend towards legalization might sweep into Alabama.
And then what? And then what? I guarantee you, when you introduce legal weed, don't you think people stop drinking as much? Don't you think? Because you have another option of something less harmful to do to your fucking body to fuck your shit up. And you need to get, if you're in Alabama, you need to get fucked up at some point in the week, right?
From AL.com. AL.com found that Alabama courts are not sending many people to prison for marijuana possession anymore, although police are still making arrests and most of the remaining prison inmates are black.
Oh, okay.
As of October 2016, more than 80% of the 220 state prisoners convicted of first-degree marijuana possession were black.
Wow. See? Is that it? They just want to keep the beds full in these fucking prisons?
Some counties in Alabama are still imprisoning new mothers who test positive for marijuana.
What?
In some cases, remove the baby.
Okay. Oh, God.
Some colleges arrest students, some don't.
Huh. How unfucking cool. I'm high in a...
The Baptist lobbying group ALCAP...
Yeah.
Is gearing up to lobby against any legalization movement. The Baptists are standing up against the weed.
Yeah, right. And I guarantee you, God, these drunk fuckers all around, these drunk rednecks all around in Alabama, driving drunk, doing all kinds of bullshit shenanigans.
It says they're using the same arguments that they used to fight against rolling back of blue law restrictions on alcohol. I guess in Alabama, and there's still other, I think Indiana,
the
maybe.
Blue laws, yes, just, I know
like
all...
You can't buy alcohol on Sunday?
Yes, fuck you, because they don't, you know where it comes from? It's the blue laws.
Well,
and
it's Jesus, right?
Well, they don't want anybody to have to work on Sunday so you can go to church. But what if you're a Seventh-day Adventist?
Oh.
Or what if you're Jewish? You can go fuck yourself if you live in
hell.
Georgia. Or what if you're nothing?
Anyway,
what if you're an atheist? You just don't want
to
work one day.
You're going to hell. Of course, many would argue if you're living in Alabama,
you're already there.
95% of the way there.
Check your address. Google Maps is like, you're in hell, dude. Honestly.
The survey says. Do you believe marijuana is a gateway drug?
Oh, my God. Yes. Into fun.
83% say no.
Well, good. Hey, it's a gateway to expand your horizons. Maybe you listen to some better music.
Do you think marijuana is a sin?
Who gives a fuck?
89% say no. I think the stoner's done flooded the AL.com.
Absolutely.
Their polling.
Well, I reject the question. I think the question's flawed. You might as well ask me, is marijuana a flux capacitor? Because a flux capacitor is not a thing. There's no sin.
Does your religious mythology view smoking marijuana as a sin would be.
How does the book Harry Potter.
Should recreational marijuana use be legalized in Alabama?
Yes.
89% say yes.
Have you been there?
See, this is what's driving me crazy is that look at these numbers. Why aren't these festering cunt waddles that are being sent to the legislative houses anywhere listening to what the fucking people that are sending said cunt waddles to said legislatures want?
Cunt waddles.
Why aren't they?
Nobody cares. It's so
we want weed, goddammit. It's stupid to criminalize it. At the very least, decriminalize it. If not, just make it fucking legal. Everybody's saying it. And now there's a tiny percentage of mostly Republicans who are saying no, 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 no. And we are getting our way from the tiny minority.
How do you, as a fucking commie pinko liberal hippie.
Yes.
How do you tackle this issue? I mean, because listen, if you're talking about you, it's used as a painkiller. Don't you think Alabama is flooded with OxyCotton and hillbilly heroin and all kinds of fucking pharmaceuticals?
And follow the money. Who are the main, where the big money that is lobbying against legalization or decriminalization or even moving it from a fucking Schedule One drug, Schedule fucking One with heroin? Guess what's not a Schedule One drug? Cocaine.
God damn it.
And meth are Schedule Two.
Are they so? How does it work?
Schedule One is the worst. Yeah, heroin and weed.
They're Schedule One,
and I think hallucinogenics. I think like LSD and shit. I think they're scared of those. Are in Schedule One too. I could be wrong, but yeah.
We have such a
it's absolutely ridiculous
up idea
but
of
the main contributors
drugs.
Fighting against rescheduling even
yes
are pharmaceutical companies
probably the prison industry and shit like that
and cops
yes
and prison industry
they love to find
how
marijuana.
Are they going
to
bag and tag brown people
Bye.
And keep those butts in seats so that they can pay for those prisons and especially the private fucking prisons which needs to go
absolutely.
go.
This is so fucked up. I mean, the other thing that's really frustrating about the whole marijuana in the South thing is everybody, and I mean everybody down there, they know how to plant shit. They know how to grow shit.
Okay.
And if you could get your marijuana card and grow your two plants, dude, they grow the fuck out of some marijuana down there.
Well, right. But how is
it become the capital
how's Pfizer going to make money off of hydrocodone?
I don't know about that. The only solution I have to that problem is meet me at the city square at the barricades, bring some flaming tires. I don't know what else to tell you. That's bullshit.
And 2016, Alabama passed Lenny's Law, allowing patients who suffer seizure disorders or other debilitating medical conditions to use the CBD oil kind of thing.
Yeah, but you can't get high.
Correct.
No fun. You can't have any fun in Alabama.
Medical marijuana laws have now been passed in 28 states plus D.C., including Arkansas, Florida, and Louisiana.
Fuck you, boy. God damn.
8 states have legalized it for recreational use. Oregon.
Hello.
Recently reported 5 to 7 million a month in tax benefits to the state.
Because it's great. Because listen, let's be honest. I stopped drinking. You know why I stopped drinking? Because there's marijuana available. I can get marijuana. I can have an edible before I go out at night to see other horrible human beings. And I can get, I can escape just enough to not really listen to anyone. And it's amazing. But to do the same thing with alcohol, dude, it's impossible. Or you're totally fucked up.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned alcohol because some of this, these are some of the complaints about it. A lot of these people, they're saying, we're saying, quote, step up, Alabama, don't be last again. One reader commented, fire it up, get that tax money. Listen to this other one. This is how we ended up with fucking prohibition.
But
Americans can't even deal with alcohol, and they want to introduce another intoxicant for which there are no legal guidelines or laws for driving, work situations, or other things.
I mean, there are. It's, you can't drive under the fucking influence. Well, how is that any different?
They have a tiny point there in that we do need to revisit those laws because it ain't fair that someone tests positive for THC.
Yeah, it's caught my fucking fat cells.
Because it could have been 3 weeks ago they smoked and they're not impaired in the tiny little micro-dict worth.
Right. Because it lives in your lipids, right? In your fat cells.
It's fat soluble.
Yes.
As opposed to being, you could.
Am I right?
You could have a joint and theoretically 3 weeks later, if you have a shitty metabolism.
Yes.
Fail a drug test.
And we're talking
and
about
get fired,
South.
Get arrested, whatever.
I'm from the South.
Anywhere.
Name five people with good metabolism from the South. You can't.
But 24 hours ago, you could do a pound of coke. Shove it in your asshole, every nostril, your ears, in your eye holes.
A pound of coke in your ass?
And
you're going to need one of those guys that used to load the cannons back in the Civil
by
War.
By the next day, it'll be out of your, 24, 48 hours, it's out of your system. You won't test positive.
Right. So like.
Ain't fair.
No, it's not fucking fair. And they got to figure a way. I think if you, couldn't you do a study where you could see like where marijuana has been legalized and see what the alcoholism rates are in.
Well, everything's getting better. Crime rates overall are going down in Colorado and Oregon. Everything they squeal about. What about the kids? It's a gateway drug. The kids are going to be doing heroin and fucking each other at 10 years old if you make marijuana legal. And
heroin.
It's just the opposite.
One's fucking anybody, right?
It's just the opposite that's happening. The marijuana teen use has gone down. Because you take away the factor
now.
Of it. Right.
Who gives a shit?
Right. I mean, kids are going to smoke weed.
And kids are drinking.
Kids are going to drink. Kids are going to fuck each other.
The problem is not the marijuana.
Correct. We need to educate. Not why
weed.
Not educating your kids on responsible
right.
sex activity? I'm not saying you teach your kid how to roll a joint, but responsible drug usage.
And think about it. If you have HIV or something or cancer and you live in the South, wouldn't it be nice that you could go with your marijuana card and get an edible, get some CBD oil,
and these,
get
and
for
these
something?
Same fat Bible wavers are going twice a month to Rite Aid get their Xanax and their fucking Adderall and or their Adderall, whatever, or both.
God, why would you get Xanax and Adderall?
You need the Adderall to wake you up from the Xanax and vice versa. But seriously, they're all on those legal drugs and the hillbilly heroin. That's fine.
Yeah, it's such a...
That's good, because white guys are making money off of that.
Oh, yeah.
There's brown people making money off illegal drugs.
And what do you think the fucking side effects are from living off of Oxy? Ask Rush! He can't fucking hear!
Right.
Nobody went deaf from marijuana.
Sadly, he can still talk.
Nobody.
Rest of us can still hear him.
Nobody went deaf from marijuana and nobody OD'd from marijuana. Not even Maureen Dowd when she did that fucking report where she... Went to Colorado to look at the marijuana industry and she ate a whole fucking brownie. Don't do that. Don't be stupid.
We've got, thanks for joining us this lovely Monday, ladies and gentlemen. We're here every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific live, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher. Leave us a good review if you're so kind. Crabdiving.com for this and all the other great stuff here on the network. Whole bunch of shows.
Oh, yes.
For you to listen to 24 hours streaming and download iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Oh, yes. And wait, do we have a new Hollywood Hick tonight or is it tomorrow usually?
Usually tomorrow.
God, you know, we were talking about it today and I think we had a new episode. Whatever. Often there will be a new Hollywood Hick on the Crab Diving Network. Hello.
Where is I use this so seldom now that I can't find the fucking fancy drop we paid millions of dollars for to have done.
What is it?
When animals get pissed.
When animals get so shitty. When animals get pissed, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit.
A couple stories here. Been saving up for, I don't know, for a few days.
Yes.
Here. Surprisingly, no shark attacks.
Oh, God.
That
we know
although
about.
Although there was a story.
That we know about.
That I saw today that warned that the Florida coast is.
Oh, yeah.
Spring is is shark biting season.
We don't know about them yet. What do you think happens? You go swimming on a Sunday all by yourself.
What do you think they find that people just disappear they don't know about?
Yeah, and then they wash up to shore and you're like, oh, here's half a person. I wonder what the fuck happened to them. Sharks.
In Indonesia.
Oh, fuck that. There's no way in fucking hell I'm swimming in Indonesia. There's sharks out the asshole there.
In Indonesia, they found...
Yes?
A 20-foot long, 23-foot long python. 23-foot long python.
You know what I saw one time in Indonesia? Somebody sat down to take a shit.
Were you in Indonesia?
No.
Oh.
I'm online.
Was this when the snake bit the guy's dick or something
like
that?
Yeah. That's the worst thing I've ever... I'm never going to Indonesia because of that. And that's supposed to be one of the great new democracies. You know what I mean? Supposed to be.
They said the snake was acting oddly. It was bloated.
What?
Slithering awkwardly, they said.
Needed a gas X.
And a couple of them in the village, the village of Salubiro, in
Salubiro.
Indonesia.
Yes.
They said, hey.
What's up with this?
He said, has anyone seen Akbar?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Over at the site near where this bloated, awkwardly slithering 23 foot long python was, they found palm fruit, Akbar's harvesting tool, and one boot.
One fucking boot?
An official from the village said, we were immediately suspicious the snake had swallowed Akbar.
Oh, yeah. Is this a British newspaper?
Because around the site, we found palm fruit, his harvesting tool, and a boot. And sure enough, they found the body of 25-year-old Akbar the farmer.
A python.
Inside the belly of a 23-foot-long python.
How the fuck does that happen? I mean, how does that animal get so huge? And then if you get... God, I'm an adult male. Do you get chewed up and then swallowed, or you get strangled to death?
Well, that's the thing. Was he up in a tree and he fell and hit his head and the snake was like, oh, this is easy? Was he sitting there taking a nap and the snake slithered up? I mean, you know,
he was sitting there, snake slithered up, and he's like, you know what?
He was in, fuck it.
It's been good. Yeah. It's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun. God.
Maybe he
committed suicide.
The snake said, I can swallow you whole. And he was like, cool.
Swallow. Yeah, he got more than he misunderstanding.
Got more than he had.
I thought you were going to blow me. Why couldn't you just wait? If this was happening to you, here's what you do. You fake it. You let the snake think you're crushed to death, which you might already be. You let the guy swallow you. But you make sure you have a knife or something in your hand. You just cut your way out of that motherfucker.
I'm thinking the process takes a while. It's not like a tic-tac.
Oh, yeah.
Like gulp.
It's the worst 2 days ever, man.
Right.
Shit.
It's a longer process, I believe.
Put something on. Hey, listen, play the crab diving podcast while you're getting digested. And if you like it, give us a good review. Tell your friends about us in heaven.
This is your favorite place on earth of Australia.
God, a snake ate a whole human being, though.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucked up? I was too busy making stupid fucking jokes. Did they kill the snake or what happened?
Yeah, that's how they found Akbar. Well, you know, they gave it something to make it puke. Little Ipecac.
Did they really? I need you to induce vomiting on that python. That's how they found him. That's horrible. Oh, God.
Pythons don't normally attempt to eat people, it says, although a security guard in Bali in 2013, was strangled to death by a large one.
God, I hate these animal stories because they say shit like, sharks typically don't hunt people, or snakes typically don't eat people. However, here's 5 instances where they did. So they do.
This guy was trying to... God, in 2013, he was a security guard trying to catch the snake, and the snake got him.
Oh, shit. That sounds like a log line to a bad movie.
He secured the snake's head and tail and put it on his shoulders. The python then wrapped itself around his body and strangled him to death.
See, they fucked up. They had two different things going on. He should have communicated to the snake, hey, I'm just trying to move you. But the snake thought it was dinner time.
Yeah, don't put a python on your shoulders. There's a little tip.
Don't you do it with a friend, a buddy? Don't you get a buddy to go get this fucking snake? Right. Or, yeah. I never, Thailand, you said?
This was a couple of weeks ago in Australia.
Hello.
Bow Desert, Queensland, Australia.
I was in Bow Desert. Mate.
Terrifying video, they're calling it.
No shit.
A man and two other cars were trapped in rapidly rising floodwaters.
Oh, God, these crocodiles. Ugh.
Trying to warn other motorists of flooding when a second creek behind him broke its bank. His car, along with two other vehicles, became quickly trapped by the raging floodwaters.
Oh, my God. What a fucking nightmare.
Emergency services they contacted, they were delayed because of the remote area. And because of the flooding, they were already, you know, a little busy.
They were flooded.
Mr. Lutsky is his name. Three other adults and three children sought refuge on top of one of the submerging vehicles.
Oh, my God. And along comes Snappy.
Possibly equally or more as terrifying, depending on what you're afraid of.
Not a shark. In the river?
Waves of spiders, crickets, rats, cockroaches, mice, snakes, cane toads, and frogs all started a massive assault on the little square of car they were trying to stand on because they were looking to get out of the water, too. He said it looked like Indiana Jones with all the insects and snakes and rats.
Right.
And spiders were the worst part.
Did I ever tell you about my idea for Shark Tank? The show where you go and you pitch your business to entrepreneurs who are loaded? You know, ever told you about this idea? Mm-mm. It's called, and everybody carries it, your own little fucking suicide pack or something. Because if I see this
little
happening.
Cyanide pills?
Yeah. What would you rather do? Fend off snakes? Whatever the fuck this is. And there's a flood? Take one of these little pills. Go to sleep. Count to 10. God, I'm battling a snake to stay on top of a car in flooded, crocodile-infested waters in fucking Australia. What a horrible fucking way to go.
Really? You got to watch the video. I mean, spiders and...
Who was filming this?
Rats and roaches.
Who was filming this and not helping?
What are you going to do?
I don't know, dude. Something. Snipers. I would be like, is there a sniper that can take me out right fucking now?
Take out spiders.
Or anything.
You want to be taken out.
Flooding, that's so fucked up about flooding. A lot of people don't understand this, but when the floods, you know, all these snake holes, little lairs where these evil fucking snakes live, they get flushed out. And now guess what?
Yeah, everything.
You guys are sharing space.
Here in Los Angeles, I saw a story.
Not a good place for a natural disaster. Not this city, baby.
In near Orange County, actually.
Ugh, that's a good place for a disaster, because damn. Have you been there?
Yeah.
White trash.
Yeah, I try to avoid it. I try to avoid it.
Yeah. No thanks.
This is a mountain lion.
Ugh.
Was caught on camera breaking into an Orange County pen, killing 8 prized pygmy goats that a youth group had been caring for.
Oh, my. Good job, guys.
Horrible.
Good job.
So someone set up a buffet for a mountain lion.
Absolutely.
8 out of the 9 goats were killed.
That one that survived?
Yeah. Let's talk to that guy and see what he...
Fucked up.
You think he's traumatized?
Yes.
The mountain goat leapt onto a 10-foot-high pen in a single bound. 10-foot high. One jump.
I'm just thinking about seeing that. I would shit my pants and then go for my little cyanide do-it-yourself suicide kit. What are you supposed to do?
One was a champion, I guess, champion pygmy goat.
Not anymore, baby. Not a champion.
Organizers said they did the best to protect the animals. They had hog paneling and a tin roof.
Not enough.
The mountain lion didn't touch the pigs in the neighboring pens. Apparently, it just had a taste for goat, hankering for pygmy goat.
Can you imagine, though, you're a mountain lion, all of a sudden you're like, hey, fucking bacon.
A wildlife expert saw the video.
Yeah.
And said from the damage, they estimate it's a male 2 to 3 years old.
The mountain lion?
Yes.
But I thought, you know, you had to cook pork or it gave you a tapeworm. Not with this guy.
Maybe the mountain lions have extensive cooking skills.
Oh, yes. And fuck your feelings, by the way.
Hibachi set out somewhere in the California hills.
I thought it was an unclean animal per the Bible, and you would get sick if you ate it without applying a flame to it.
Are you suggesting that the mountain lions are Jews?
Yes.
Or possibly.
No, but.
Or possibly Muslim?
No, but somebody's listening to this fucking show and say, hey, that's a good point. The Jews are responsible for mountain lions.
There you go. There's a little bit of when animals get pissed.
If you got these weird ass pets like your pygmy goats and shit, you got to think about shit like that. You have to think about it. Ugh.
And apparently in Oklahoma they have a feral hog problem.
Well, I wouldn't call it a problem.
All I have to do is go to a NASCAR race.
Yeah, really?
And you'll see.
What do you mean, feral hog? Are you speaking in hyperbole?
Say it's a billion-dollar problem. And
pigs?
The Oklahoma Department of Agriculture now is providing free hog traps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. They're non-indigenous.
Up to 40 hogs can fit into one of these traps.
Jeez.
That's
horrible.
The USDA estimates that feral swine causes 1.5 billion in damage nationwide.
Yeah, they're all over
depleting crops,
Florida,
infecting water. They shit and piss in the water.
Right. I mean, wouldn't
still less damage than, you know, fracking?
Yes.
Let's say, or
are you sure?
Or chemical companies?
Prove to me that feral pigs didn't start earthquakes in Oklahoma.
True. It's the gay feral pigs.
Hey, but you know, here's the fucked up thing.
Fucking each other in the ass.
Here's a fucked up thing. If that were a possibility that pigs were leading to this rash of fucking earthquakes in Oklahoma, we wouldn't know because dickhead Scott Pruitt, back when he was the attorney general for fucking Oklahoma,
yeah.
He asked the EPA to stop researching why they're having earthquakes. So you wouldn't know.
Right.
Stupid.
They also I don't know if I abide by this, but they're trying to pass something called the Flying Pig Bill, which would allow private entities with landowner permission to shoot hogs from aircraft without the state having to keep records of who's participating. In other words, let's go up in the helicopter and shoot pigs.
Thank you, boy. God, could you imagine?
As an agency, we've been doing aerial gunning in the state for about 20 years, but we're seeing a big influx of private industry.
Oh, to go get the pigs.
Right.
Shit.
Private industry.
But I mean, they are. I mean, I guess if you talk to people that hunt and shit, they say that pigs are a fucking problem.
And they're mean as fuck, too.
Well, I mean, what do you want them to be?
And I don't know that they're indigenous. They're probably...
They are not.
...escaped, you know... Pigs.
They were brought over by the conquistadors back in the day. They're going to try to use them as horses because they took up less space on the boats.
Vertical.
Oh, yeah. The vertical horse, we called it.
All kinds of other stuff going on. I was just checking out some stuff I had left over.
By the way,
I picked a million different stories for Friday because I was afraid of having enough to talk about for 2 hours.
They said that Embrace Madness on Twitter is saying the snake story in which you speak of could be on Snopes or something.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I think she might be referring to something else. And also, Embrace Madness is telling me the Hollywood Hick was on Joy Reid on Sunday or Saturday on MSNBC.
What?
I mean, Brent would have told us, right?
I think maybe. I don't know.
I don't fucking know. Jeez. Thanks for the heads up. Look for all our personalities on the Crab Diving Network. They show up on MSNBC every now and then. I don't know.
Yeah, it's on Snopes, but it's true.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe it's, I don't think it's fake.
I'm sorry. Embrace Madness also ringing in. I took care of a hamster colony for a while. Long story. Oh my God. What is wrong with hamsters? One mom ate all her babies.
They eat their babies sometimes.
Except one.
Oh, see?
God. And when she grew up, we appreciated mom. That'll make you love your mother.
Fewer babies.
I ate all of your brothers and sisters except
and
you.
And left you.
I love you.
There
That'll
you go.
Fuck you up. That's how to turn a hamster into a stripper.
I've got a story here about the
yes.
Well, I'm trying to find the story.
Is it true that Bannon has a hamster that's taking up residence in his lower GI tract, and that's why he looks so uncomfortable all the time? There's a whole, what do you call a murder of hamsters, or is it a flock?
A murder of crows.
Okay, I got crows in my ass. It hurts.
The Syria bullshit.
That's probably how Trump refers to it.
Well, it's turning out to be even more bullshit because there's been a story breaking today.
This just in.
From the Associated Press.
Yes.
Oh, Governor Bentley resigned, by the way.
Bye-bye.
We got official news.
Go feel titties on your own fucking dime, buddy.
The United States has now concluded
yes.
that Russia knew in advance about Syria's chemical weapons attack last week.
Hold on a second. I thought, I listened to Trump throughout his whole fucking campaign. Schindler said over and over again, why would I broadcast my strategy? Why would I tell people what I'm going to do? No, he just did that.
Well, yeah.
He literally told them.
Well, but this is before that. This is the Russians knowing about the chemical attack before it happened in the first place.
Oh, shit.
A drone operated by Russians was flying over a hospital
yes.
as victims of the attack were rushing to get treatment. Hours after the drone left, a Russian-made fighter jet bombed the hospital in what American officials believe was an attempt to cover up the usage of chemical weapons.
Oh, shit. Wow.
There's no proof of Russian involvement.
Right.
But the official that they spoke with said the presence of the surveillance drone over the hospital couldn't have been a coincidence.
So are they saying that the chemical weapons were originally from Russia?
No, they're from Assad, but Russia knew about it.
Oh, okay.
Now, the more conspiracy-minded among us.
Yes.
Which, it ain't that crazy. I mean, even Lawrence O'Donnell floated this one, basically saying, given what we know already, this isn't that crazy.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Russia and you know, Putin's a wily one over there, that maybe this is a whole crazy plot to give Trump a couple of outs. It gives him the chance to fling some missiles and give boners to all the violence lovers out
oh,
there.
Yeah.
And it also will throw a smoke screen over the Russia thing by saying, look, I'm not in bed with Putin. I just bombed his bestie.
God damn.
But it could have been Putin saying, hey, look, I'll have Bashar drop a barrel of sarin. And then you can get all pissed off about it. And bomb this airfield, but we'll leave. We'll get all the really good shit out of there. We'll leave you a few old planes to blow up, make it look like it's important. But guess what happened like 2 days later from that airstrip? Planes were taken off.
But how is that even possible? We dropped some of our fanciest, bestest.
They didn't go after the runways.
What's the
point?
They
went after some buildings and some warehouses and allegedly some planes. All the Trumpansies out there are like, they killed 12 planes. They got 12 planes. That's a big deal. But they may have been old ratty planes. They may have been empty. They may have pulled out all the guts of the planes and left them there. Yeah. In fact, there was one picture of some planes that were left untouched and unbombed. And one of the experts,
yes,
was saying, well, okay, those are obviously dummy targets. And they're old planes, for one. And he said one other reason you could tell that they never use them,
yes,
is that they're like parked off in the grass. There's four or five of them all together parked off in the grass, and it's bumpy terrain.
They're on blocks!
And it's bumpy terrain. So yeah, they don't. Yeah. It's not like something that can go drag them quickly.
Let me
so
speak to the Trump
there as a decoy.
Let's speak to the Trump lows in Mississippi, West Virginia, blah, 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 blah. You know, you got a car. I mean, I got one technically on blocks in the backyard that you never use. It's sometimes every now and then. And this is for real. I had a relative. Not a relative. I'm sorry. A neighbor of mine when I was growing up in Florida. We lived in a little trailer. And, you know, I didn't have a lot of money, but they used an old car on blocks as an alternative living room. You know, they had a TV in there. They had a, you know, nice, an extension cord. That's what could be going on with these planes that we fucking bombed with these really nice missiles. These planes aren't even working. They could be used as, like, you know, toilets. And we blew them up. How much were these missiles? Like
half a mil each.
Oh, okay. And how many did we shoot?
70-ish.
So it's like $3 trillion worth of bullshit we dropped over Syria for nothing. Why is and some people were killed?
Allegedly.
Yeah. God. This country is, this is not, we are fucked up.
They says the allegation of Russian foreknowledge is grave, even by the standards of the currently dismal U.S.-Russian relations.
God, imagine you connect all these Russian dots and you can just see how our country is being manipulated by Uncle Nipples, man. This is fucked up.
59 Tomahawks were fired.
59.
The
damn. You imagine that?
So there you go. They have not also, they've also not ruled out more strikes. Big deal.
We can do it again. Yeah.
No, we've ruled it out.
But what is their policy? Because I was reading over the weekend.
There is none.
Tillerson thinks they can figure it out. This security advisor thinks we got to bomb the fuck out of him and oust him. That seems different.
McMaster?
Yeah.
Is that who you're talking about?
Doesn't I read where he said there's not a diplomatic way to deal with this Assad. You got to remove him. But then Tillerson said maybe we can work something out.
It's a giant porcupine clusterfuck.
It's depressing.
Everybody's got to be careful. Everything's dangerous. and there's no easy solution. Because you got the Russians in there who are supporting Assad because they want those ports. They want access to those ports.
Right.
It's all kinds of bullshit, man.
Really is.
Even over at Fox.
Oh, yes. Phone news.
Shep Smith.
Oh, yeah, man. This is the one guy at Fox News. I dig this guy.
When they broke the story here that the Russians may have known about it ahead of time, Smith said, well, this sounds like the Russians were complicit.
Reverend Lovejoy.
The Russians, he says, the Russians knew. The Russian drones flew overhead and then bombed the hospital in hopes of destroying the evidence. That's blockbuster news.
Shit.
So let's see. Like I said, the more conspiracy-minded among us have said things like, well, Trump was in on it with him.
Right.
Uncle Nipples came up with this idea.
Yes.
And said, look, that it was a big plan from the beginning,
right,
to obfuscate the relationship.
Didn't Lawrence O'Donnell, when he had the same, we just talked about it, right? He said the same kind of thing. Like he was saying that maybe.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Yeah.
He was catching hell on the internet for suggesting that, I noticed.
Now today it's
a conspiracy.
Now they're finding that it may be confirmed.
Yeah. God, how fucked up is this? There's too much shit going on. I read somewhere the White House, you know, this first 100 days is coming up. And so now I guess in the White House, they're breaking their dick to make Schindler's first 100 days not look like a disaster. And they're doing things like they had a consultant. I don't know. They're breaking out into groups with whiteboard and markers and making notes and trying to come up with phrases and
oh, gross.
It's so disgusting. Why don't you just govern the fucking country, motherfucker? Quit golfing. And maybe you don't need to have whiteboards and teams and you know what I mean?
Meanwhile, reports I may have talked about on Friday about Kushner versus Bannon, the alleged massive war that's going on between the factions behind the scenes in the White House there.
Who wore it better?
That Kushner and Bannon, I mean, like outwardly fight.
You told me they...
that Bannon behind his back called, referred to Kushner as a cuck and a globalist. And
what's worse?
I don't know.
Because a cuck, just so we're clear, a cuck is
somebody who watches his wife get boned by another dude.
I thought race was a factor. I thought the other dude
in white nationalist terms, American. Usually there's a subgenre of porn that they like to refer to. It's usually where it's a big black guy, violating a pristine white woman.
So Kushner is a
while
cock.
Her mealy mouthed little weenie husband, boyfriend, whatever, right, sits there and watches and can't do anything about it.
What a lovely White House. So the president's
probably
chief strategist
secretly wishing he was getting boned by the big black guy. But anyway,
so Bannon calls Kushner a cuck globalist. That's the worst thing you could call him. Probably these racists.
Such a stupid, so sad little insecure man term.
It's sad that that's our White House.
Well, allegedly, the reports are that Trump was even fed up, even though Trump apparently loves all that kind of fighting and shit. But
he likes it.
Aren't those the reports? That's his kind of management style. That he brings in people that hate each other.
Yeah,
I think it's
under the illusion.
I think it's a great way of trying to push off responsibility and culpability.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you could say I'm the big leader, but I trust my people to be in charge. But if you've got warring factions, it becomes less about the final product and more about we have to beat those other assholes.
And
it ends up like everybody's got knives out.
The only way to work that is you go to Jared and say, hey, we want to do this thing. Bannon will hate it, but we can throw him under the bus. Or you go to Bannon and say the same thing about Jared.
Yeah.
Wow. Jimmy Carter ran his White House in a similar fashion. No?
Right. God,
what the fuck is wrong with people?
And then last week after Bannon was removed from the National Security Council, the reports were that was a lot of it was at Kushner's behest and also the new national security advisor who said he wanted his people in there.
Yes.
But the alt-right weenies all were screaming and yelling that evil JEW was gunning for their guy Bannon. And so over the weekend, it was dueling Twitter trends of hashtag
Twitter twins.
Fire Jared or hashtag fire Bannon.
How about fire them both?
The alt-right pinheads were trying to trend. The bots.
Right.
We're all trying to trend fire Kushner or whatever. Meanwhile, the sane people were responding with fire Bannon. I agree with you, fire both, but...
I mean, because if you're talking about we're coming up on the first 100 days mark of Schittler in a couple of weeks. I mean, and I'm not trying to be funny, but how would you characterize his presidency so far? As a positive or a fail or what? I mean, I'm serious. What do you think? Are you giving it a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
I'm giving it a thumbs way the fuck down.
It's so bad, right?
Well, then after that happened, all of a sudden Breitbart started running these negative stories about Kushner.
Oh, shit. That's weird, isn't it?
A new report from Business Insider is saying that Breitbart writers have been told by senior editors to back off going after Kushner.
Wow.
I'm reading from Business Insider. Days after Kushner reportedly complained personally to Trump about the beating he was receiving. So Kushner finds out what's going on in Breitbart, goes whining to daddy-in-law.
Yes.
Who probably told Bannon, call off your flying monkeys.
Yeah. Because Bannon has that as leverage, right?
But Bannon is allegedly not supposed to have any influence over at Breitbart anymore. Wink, wink,
wink. Bullshit. How horrible. So this guy, there's a guy in the White House. If you cross him, he will retaliate against you with the use of his fucking shithole paper or website.
A report last week claimed that Bannon regularly rails against Kushner for being a globalist and a cuck.
You know, Breitbart is never really even a factor. You know, it's like, it's just this fringy kind of website.
Well, and its popularity is invented. Or foisted upon the public.
Because how so?
I saw an article yesterday, today, whatever, that it's Breitbart was all like underwritten and funded by right wing nutjobs like the Mercers. The Mercers own a lot of Breitbart. The Mercers, the billionaire that backed Trump secretly, dark money kind of bullshit, and they're lunatic. Right wing nut job, Bible waivers, I believe.
Are we better for Al Gore's internet or not better for Al Gore's internet?
I don't know. Because
now everybody's got a fucking voice. And if you're a rich guy, you can buy all this. You can even buy circulation, right? You can buy traffic. And some, you make sure your fucking dumbass ping pong Pizzagate ideas are out there.
Right. Those guys not happy with Trump.
Who's that?
The alt-righters. That Cernovich guy losing his mind.
Alex Jones is starting to lose his fucking mind.
That's, let's get to the Alex Jones stuff.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about that story that took place in Australia, and you're sitting there on top of that car. There's a flood, and it gets worse.
And then rats and giant, and these are like giant Australian spiders. These aren't little, you know, little weenie American spiders. These are like football-sized spiders.
I don't even care. I mean, you're talking about a wave of spiders. And there's nothing in that whole cadre of shit coming at you that's going to kill you quickly. Unless there's a piece of wood or something that bangs you in the head and then you drown to death. That is a long,
horrific death.
Shitty way to go. I'm drowning to death now. A spider just crawled up my pee hole.
So, last week, I believe it was, I think it was last week, we played some footage of Alex Jones talking about Adam Schiff, the Democratic representative from here in California.
Oh, shit.
He was Alex Jones pissed off doing an interview with Roger Stone. Alex was pissed off about, and Roger Stone angry about how Schiff is obviously on a partisan attack to bring down Trump or whatever. Here's a little bit of what Alex Jones had to say then.
Can you imagine? You just want to fucking investigate this Russia shit. That's it.
Here's what Alex had to say then.
Hey, I love them. They're great folks. But Schiff looks like the archetypal cocksucker with those little deer in the headlight eyes and all his stuff. And there's something about this fairy hopping around, bossing everybody around, trying to intimidate people like me and you. I want to tell Congressman Schiff and all the rest of them, hey, listen, asshole, quit saying Roger and I. And I never used cussing in 22 years, but the gloves are off. Listen, you son of a bitch. What the fuck's your problem? You want to sit here and say that I'm a goddamn fucking Russian? You get in my face with that, I'll beat your goddamn ass, you son of a bitch. You piece of shit. You fucking goddamn fucker. Listen, fuckhead. You have fucking crossed the line. Get that through your goddamn fucking head. Stop pushing your shit. You're the people that have fucked this country over and gang raped the shit out of it and lost an election. So stop shooting your mouth off claiming I'm the enemy. You got that, you goddamn son of a bitch? Fill your hand. I'm sorry, but I'm done. You start calling me a foreign agent, those are fucking fighting words. Excuse me.
Then he does say, I love that, excuse me, like he burped or something. You fucking faggot. You fucking fairy. Fill your hand. Oh, excuse me.
I burped. I'm sorry.
Pardon me.
I didn't mean to offend your fucking sensibility.
Excuse me.
I'm gang raping you. What is he saying? I'm going to gang rape you and shoot you.
Hey, listen, asshole, quit saying Roger and I. Listen, you son of a bitch, what the fuck's your problem? You want to sit here and say that I'm a goddamn fucking Russian? You get in my face with that, I'll beat your goddamn ass, you son of a bitch, you piece of shit, you fucking goddamn fucker. Listen, fuckhead, you have fucking crossed a line. Get that through your goddamn fucking head. Stop pushing your shit. You're the people that have fucked this country over and gang-raped the shit out of it and lost an election. Stop shooting your mouth off and claiming on the enemy. You got that, you goddamn son of a bitch. Fill your hand.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine you're like Alex Jones' kid, and you're like, I wonder what daddy did at work today. Oh, let me download this episode and listen. Well, I have some fucking cornflakes.
Yeah.
Gang raping.
Daddy's doing fill your hand right now.
Daddy's like, I'm going to gang rape you, or whatever the fuck he said. God.
You gang raped the country.
Oh, okay. Gang raped the country.
A lot of people, and in fact, even Newsweek,
yes.
An attorney wrote that said that Jones's comments may be a felony.
Oh, my God.
May constitute threatening a sitting congressperson.
How is he so stupid to do that? I mean, doesn't he know? If your job is to speak and to talk sometimes,
well, this is funny because
amazing hyperbole, you'd be aware of this shit.
A couple of weeks ago, we played a really boring and contrite sounding Alex Jones apologizing for Pizzagate. Remember that one?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Comet Ping Pong Pizzagate. He's like, I'm sorry.
I just want to say I'm sorry. But, which, of course, since then, he's kind of backtracked on his apology. But we found out that he was being sued by the owner of Comet Ping Pong Pizza.
So he was probably saying
the guy
something.
Who said, I would prefer not to have my pizza place referred to as a kid fucking factory.
Right. And when you have lawsuits like that, do you have to tell the broadcaster? I mean, can you include something that says, I need you to read this on the air to your fucking listeners? I mean,
the lawyers got in touch with Alex and were like, you better fucking. Remember, we found out that in Texas, the Texas libel laws or whatever.
Yes.
That if the accused.
Right.
Apologizes publicly, then that lowers the amount of punitive damages or something crazy like that. That's probably the only reason he did it, was because if he ends up losing the suit, it'll lower his punitive damages.
Right.
Because he allegedly came out and apologized. Well, here we go.
Oh, shit.
After that little bullshit last week. here is the most recent apology, non-apology.
God, he never disappoints.
Yeah. Oh, this is spectacular. And listen to the music.
More so than what you just fucking played? Than what we just heard. This is more spectacular than Fill Your Hand?
No. That's a different kind of spectacular. Oh, okay. This is the sorry, not sorry for the Fill Your Hand thing.
Oh, okay.
But you got to listen to the music that's lovely underneath it.
Last year, we've witnessed the Democratic Party, foreign governments, thousands of newspapers, hundreds of celebrities trying to organize the assassination of President Trump.
Okay. All right. Come on. Hundreds of celebrities trying to organize
countless cucks.
The assassination of, listen to the
celebrities. Were there cucks involved?
In the last year, we've witnessed the Democratic Party,
Democrats, foreign governments,
thousands of newspapers, hundreds of celebrities,
thousands of newspapers and hundreds of celebrities trying to assassinate President Trump.
Hundreds of celebrities.
Oh, hundreds. Oops.
In the last year, we've witnessed the Democratic Party, foreign governments, thousands of newspapers, hundreds of celebrities trying to organize the assassination of President Trump, even when he was a candidate. They're the ones politically trying to intimidate our free speech and trying to influence us with threats of violence. That's why it's particularly ridiculous when they come out and call for my arrest by twisting things I've said, claiming that I want violence.
You don't have to twist a single word of what Alex fucking Jones says to prove to me that he's violent.
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalist.
I mean, he's violent.
Well, right.
The fuck out, you need to fucking.
I need proof.
Truly, these people have no shame.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot.
That's Madonna.
About blowing up the White House.
He's an embarrassment.
Oh, here we go. Now it's going to be all the examples in the media of other people who have said shit that didn't get in trouble.
Right.
And poor Alex Jones. Meanwhile, Madonna was raked over the coals for saying that at a rally.
And was it, listen, and is there anything in to the fact that she can't? She's not going to. Madonna, there's no way in hell Madonna is going to do anything to the White House. Right? And this is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Right.
It's Madonna.
To this country, it makes me so angry that this country has gotten to this point, that this fool, this bozo, has wound up where he has.
De Niro.
Well, I'd like to punch him in the face.
Oh, and here's the video of Snoop Dogg.
Are you not allowed
shooting
to say
the fake
that?
Gun at the the clown president saying bang.
Die!
I don't know what this is.
I'm going to kill the president-elect. Bring it, secrets.
So these are all examples of people.
They're writers saying someone killed Trump or I want to kill Trump. It's been incredible. And I've been pointing this out all along and hypothetically saying what would happen if we called for violence. We're going to lose this fight for America.
Hypothetically saying what would happen if we called for violence. It's only hypothetical, Ryan, when he said, fill your hand.
It's so like the alt-right, generally, they're so peaceful. You know, all the Klan rallies. Oh, and
Cuddle
the
Bears,
fucking,
yeah.
Oh, and the cross burnings. It's only for heat because it's chilly outside. You just got a sheet on.
Right, there's nothing better
there's nothing violent about it.
Snuggling up to a shirtless white guy and...
All right. Or those open...
Shielding yourself from the sun under his man tits.
Oh, those open carry rallies. Those are totally peaceful. You show up to a fucking Chipotle with your fucking submachine gun.
Yeah, America.
Whatever.
Or I want to kill Trump. It's been incredible. And I've been pointing this out all along and hypothetically saying, what would happen if we called for violence? We're going to lose this fight for America if we get violent. I'm one of the biggest proponents of nonviolence and Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King. Everybody knows.
I am one of the biggest proponents of nonviolence and Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows
when
that.
When I think Gandhi, immediately...
InfoWars.
I go right to InfoWars.
Alex Jones is like, you know, Gandhi? He's comparing himself to Gandhi and like... Shit.
Okay, so this goes on.
He said Michelle Obama has a dick.
A penis. This goes on for 13 minutes.
Oh, God, that's
fucking
awesome. Now,
I don't know exactly. I should have done my homework a little better. But I don't know exactly where.
What part's good?
He gets to. No,
all
I've got the transcript, so I was able to find the good parts, but I don't know exactly where they are. At one point, he says that his remarks against Schiff.
Yes.
We're, quote, clearly tongue-in-cheek and basically art performance, as I do in my rants, which I admit I do, as a form of art. And they turn that into a premeditated plan that I'm trying to influence that chicken neck Schiff who's made up all this crap about Trump and Russians and has been caught lying, saying that Susan Rice wasn't spying. This guy's a loser. When I say I'm going to kick your ass, it's the info war. I say every day we're going to destroy you with the truth.
So he's saying when he says violent things, he doesn't mean it.
Yeah,
you should know that.
No, it's using info.
Yeah, because he says he's in the middle of an info war. That's his whole show.
It's art performance. It's an art installation. The veins bulging out of his neck as he's on some coke fueled or meth fueled. Is art.
I didn't know that. By the way, Shia LaBeouf was arrested Oh my God, I forgot about how funny that song was he did. He was arrested at some anti-Trump art installation he was doing.
His?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's his, right?
Do you know about that? I just happened to see that headline.
I thought that was a while ago.
Oh, really?
Or unless there's something recent. I didn't see it today.
Maybe one of my fucking Facebook friends posted an old article. I hate when you do that. Look at the fucking
dates. They took
that
art installation down. It was a webcam where you would go and chant something against the establishment or whatever.
Oh, God.
But then it kind of turned into this creepy, like a whole bunch of alt-right weenies and neo-Nazis were showing up and harassing people in front of it. And... I think it was one of these alt-right weenies was there, and Shia LaBeouf may have gotten a wee bit violent-y with him. Yeah.
Well, Shia LaBeouf is like a
batshit.
I mean, he's one of these guys. He's rich as fuck. I think what he does with his time all day is his stupid art, and then he runs around half naked in some karate dojo working out too much.
Or doing real porn and passing it off as a movie.
Is that true?
There was a movie he did last year or the year before where they actually fucked. Like, it was real fucking.
Oh, yeah. Some graphic novel that he... Who the fuck knows what's going on with Shia LaBeouf? Again, would rather have him president. Honestly. Honestly.
Yeah. I mean, it's called acting. You can simulate sexual activity pretty well. Then you don't have to actually see someone putting their penis in someone.
But you would rather have Shia LaBeouf be president than Shitler?
Well,
there's
a small number of people I wouldn't rather have.
But no qualifiers.
As president. I said there's a small number of people on the planet that I would rather have Shitler president than.
Okay, I got a good one.
I can't think of anybody.
Louis Gohmert. Louis Gohmert or Shitler?
I think Gohmert.
My fucking God, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. So then...
Mashajish.
Alex Jones later says, I want to be clear. I mean, no violence. Again, here's the money part.
Right.
Just for last.
So again, I just want to be clear. I mean, no violence.
Holy crap. What a great guess that was.
Who was that?
I just skipped forward 6 minutes and I'm at the exact point I wanted to just read. Here we go.
Awesome. About what I say, because it'd be taken out of context. So again, I just want to be clear. I mean, no violence against Mr. Schiff. I know the guy's a liar. I know that he is an attack dog of the Democrats. I know that he's really trying to hurt this country, so I dislike him, but I wish...
Really trying to hurt this country. That's, you know, that narrative just drives me fucking crazy.
It's insane.
From these assholes who think that anybody that disagrees with them
is an enemy
of the state and trying to hurt the country. Not, we have different views on how to make it better. No, right. You're trying to hurt the country.
God damn.
Fuck you.
Yeah,
all
honestly,
the people that believe that.
I mean, how is it not patriotic to question what your fucking leaders are doing? To read something and say, this is bullshit.
If they're black.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They got to be white. What? For that privilege to question the government, you got to be fucking white. Whatever.
No harm on him or his wife or his children or anybody else. So this is not a retraction. This is a clarification. Yes, I don't want violence. You guys are openly calling for it everywhere. So I think
you
should ask yourselves.
Where? Citations. Citations. He's talking about all the stuff he read earlier. About
fill your hand. God. Stupid.
What hypocrite planet you woke up on when I say one-tenth of what you said, clearly jesting.
Clearly jesting? Did you get clearly jesting out of what I played a couple of minutes ago? Out of fill your hand?
Well, that's interesting because horrific fucking monsters that say shitty things and abusive shit, they will always say, oh, I was joking. And by the way, it's your fault for not understanding that horrible thing I said to you was a joke.
Right.
So you should feel doubly bad.
God, clarification. Yes, I don't want violence. You guys are openly calling for it everywhere. So I think then you should ask yourselves what hypocrite planet you woke up on when I say one-tenth of what you said, clearly jesting. And then you take it as serious and call for my incarceration for 6 years in federal prison. Good luck with that, hypocrites. Again, I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Darren McBreen has compiled.
Oh, there you go. Anyway. Damn.
This is the InfoWar. His whole thing is like, we're a war against bad information. So he's saying it's a figurative war.
Worse information.
Right. It's a figurative war until you tell somebody you're going to beat them up or shoot them or threaten them.
Fill your hand.
And what do you think? Alex Jones, we listened to his show when we were driving across country.
Sure.
He has, his listeners are idiots.
Oh, the callers are.
They're stupid.
Terrifying, yeah.
Doesn't he feel some sort of responsibility when he goes off on a rant against some public figure calling for violence? Isn't he worried that one of his idiot listeners, they're going to take what he says to heart? And do something? Fuck, that happened already with that Comet ping pong pizza bullshit. Yeah. Some lunatic with a gun showed up.
There was a couple, I saw an article over the weekend. There's a new article up says that Sam Harris, you know, the kind of famous atheist guy, new atheism guy.
Sam Harris.
Pretty, pretty anti-Muslim.
I was thinking Ed Harris.
One of the less fuzzy, warm, fuzzy atheists out there.
I bet Ed Harris very, is an atheist as well.
A lot of atheists, liberal atheists, disagree with him because he's like vehemently. He's like Bill Maher a little bit with the little too anti-Muslim. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's saying there's the Reichstag fire moment is inevitable with Trump. But there was an article I saw over the weekend that said it's just been a series of Reichstag fire moments of Trump trying to distract from what's going on to raise his own. And that's what this, I think the Syrian bombing was, a Reichstag fire attempt to false flag, create for his base, create some love. But guess what? It ain't working. I saw a...
and he can't govern. That's what this is, right?
Like poll numbers that showed that it didn't seem to work. That even though there was a small number that were like, woohoo, Trump, look, he's presidential now. And even as much as the mainstream media was dripping in their panties over it, the public isn't buying it, I don't think.
That's awesome.
And
well, finally. Finally.
Well, and he also lost that alt-right section of his base. Like Alex Jones, we'll get to it tomorrow. We got to bail. But the second half of the Alex Jones story is what you were mentioning earlier, is that now today Alex Jones is coming out and saying that Trump should be impeached.
Holy fucking shit,
because
Schindler.
Of the Syria stuff. But we'll play that tomorrow.
What now, Schindler?
Thanks for joining us. We're back tomorrow. We're here every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Pacific Coast. Don't forget, we're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're at crabdiving.com. Leave us a nice review, et cetera, et cetera.
That's right.
If you're going to buy anything on the internet, help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media by buying it through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, which I already said. Brian's doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Find his schedule at RatedRComedy.com. Follow him on his social media at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. Back tomorrow, everybody.
Fill your hand.
So creepy. Fill your hand.
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.